This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it's from Surah Al-Baqarah. Inna alladhina amanu walladhina hadu wa nasara wa sabi'in من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم. Indeed, those who believe, those who are Jews, Christians, and idol worshippers, whoever among them believes in Allah and the Last Day and does righteousness, will have their reward from their Lord. This verse addresses the all-encompassing nature of Islam based on belief in Allah, the Day of Judgment, and doing righteousness. So the first point of reflection is that paradise will not be restricted only to those people known as Muslims from the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and before. Prophet Abraham, for example, Allah says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ Prophet Abraham, Allah says regarding him, was not a Jew or a Christian, but he was an upright Muslim and was never among the idol worshippers. That was not his faith. Though his father, as we know from the stories of Prophet Abraham, was an idol maker, Prophet Abraham was free from that. So Adam, like Prophet Abraham, cannot be claimed by Christians and Jews as being a Christian, as Christ was not born in his time, nor could Jews claim that he was a Jew from the tribe of Judah, among the 12 tribes or sons of Jacob, also known as Israel. However, Muslims can and do claim that Adam was a Muslim, and so was Abraham. Both of their religions was submission to the will of God, as outlined in the Garden of Paradise and the Forbidden Tree. That is, Prophet Abraham, if we were to say what was the religion of Prophet Abraham, we'd have to say that it was to do what Allah commanded him, to obey Allah's instructions to him. That was his religion. If he decided to obey Allah's instructions, then he submitted to Allah. And that is known as Islam. It's not known as Judaism, not known as Christianity, but known as Islam. Now, the second point of reflection is that the main points of what constitutes being a true believer were outlined in this verse. They are outlined in such a way that they are applicable not only to Muslims, but to Jews, Christians, and even idol worshippers. The first of those points is belief in Allah. The second is belief in the Last Day, the Day of Judgment. And the third point is to do righteous deeds. Faith and good deeds are combined here for success. Regardless of whether you are known amongst people as a Christian or a Zoroastrian or whatever, as long as you had belief in the one true God, whether you called him by whatever words were used in your language to refer to that one true God, and you believed in the Day of Judgment, and on top of that you did righteousness, then Allah promises that faith and good deeds combined, you would be rewarded. along with all of the believers. The third point of reflection is that Muslims believe that prophets and messengers with books of revelation were sent to humans all over the world. They were sent to humans through all periods of time from the time of Adam till the last of the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that because of that, the responsibility of believing in Allah and following the ways of righteousness taught by the messengers of Allah, wherever they may have been in this world, and their teachings were handed down into society, people are expected to not only believe, but follow those ways of guidance which the messengers of Allah brought to humankind, based on Allah's commandment to them. So we are responsible. No excuses can be made. The message has been sent. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.